Well, my name is Brenton Harrison, and I am 19 years old. I attended a church while in Chapel Hill over the summer. I met these guys that were at the church, and they were starting up a youth radio.
Hey, welcome to YouthCast. I'm Emily Corwin. That guy you just heard is Brenton Harrison, the star producer of this week's episode. Brenton is a real Renaissance guy. He sings, he cooks, he sings about cooking. You could even say he cooks about singing.
I cook with a bunch of powerful flavors and subtle flavors, and it's kind of like making harmony and all the pieces of the plate coming together and all the notes in a chord making something really beautiful.
I knew there was a reason the word for hominy sounded so much like the word for harmony. Anyway, Brenton, who goes to culinary school in South Carolina, also has a knack for making radio. In this piece, which he produced at Fusion Youth Radio in Chapel Hill last summer, Brenton dives deep into the subject of food. Sure, food is more than just nutrients or fuel, but what exactly does it mean? Stay tuned to hear what Brenton's community has to say about that, and then don't go anywhere. There's an interview with Brenton himself coming up right after this.
What is your favorite food?
Shrimp.
Fried chicken.
Right now, probably tomatoes.
Sweet potato. Unfortunately, I like dessert too.
Chicken and collards.
Do you want it on your rice and gravy? Do you want it on your black eyed peas? Do you want it on your biscuit, baby? How bad do you want it with me? Do you want it on your rice and gravy? Do you want it on your black eyed peas? Do you want it on your biscuit, baby? How bad do you want it with me? Do you want it? Do you want it? Yeah. Do you want it?
What do you think it takes to be a good cook?
You have to love to cook.
Yes.
you have to love to cook or love to be around food. Otherwise, it's not going to work. You can prepare food, but if there's no love in it, it's not going to taste good.
It takes commitment, love for the grace of cooking, and just enjoy. Be enjoying. Let it be enjoyable.
Doing what you love.
Yeah.
Okay.
It takes heart. Gotta cook from the heart. And put your soul into it. And don't cook anything that you wouldn't eat. Prepare for something that you're cooking for yourself. Cook for others that way.
I think it's a creative element, and I think it's also knowing what sells, so having a business mind, so it's a really interesting mix. But I think that I would have the hardest time with the consistency in a meal.
It takes a real sense of food, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be the kind of person who takes pride in doing something small perfectly.
What can food say about a person or a place?
Love me in the right way, and I will nourish and keep you for as long as you live.
What do you think food could say about a person or a place?
Well, I think food definitely says a lot about heritage and history, as far as, I'm just thinking as a North Carolina person, as far as barbecue and as far as other traditional soul food goes. But food definitely can make a place home or make a place hostile. And I think that does a lot.
What can food say about a person or a place?
I think it tells you where a person is from, and then in a place it can say as much as what's in season. So right now, tomatoes are in season and corn, and you can locate yourself in place and time. I think it can also transmit cultural values and sort of societal expectations of what people should and should not eat.
Home-cooked food, simple food, just really good food. Simple food is good food.
Yeah. you could open up a restaurant, what kind of restaurant would it be?
A restaurant of love. A restaurant that would nurture people, not just in food, but also in other ways. And that I would teach my employees to respect every person that comes into the restaurant.
I would open up a fast food restaurant, but it would be like home style cooked food, but you can like come in and get it quickly.
If you could open up any kind of restaurant, what kind of restaurant would it be?
It'd have to be like a little soul kitchen or a Mexican restaurant. I could do Mexican food too, but probably a little soul kitchen. That'd be good.
Soul kitchen, yeah.
Do you want it on your rice and gravy? Do you want it on your black-eyed peas? Do you want it on your biscuit, baby? How bad do you want it with me? Do you want it? Do you want it? Yeah. Do you want it? 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 How bad do you want it with me? Do you want it on your rice and gravy?
Hello?
Hey, Brenton, it's Emily calling.
Yes. Hi, Emily.
Hi, how are you doing?
Come on, how about yourself?
So, not only did you do the interviewing and editing of this piece, but as I understand, you're also responsible for the music in it. So I was wondering if you could tell me who the band is that's playing and what the song is that you're singing?
Oh, the band is Reverend B and the Wannabes. We just kind of started it because we were all kind of like, I guess, trying to change everything, change it up a little bit, because there's always those cliche, like rock, high school rock bands and like bluegrass maybe a little bit. So we decided to do something different and do Southern soul and like old school, like Al Green, Marvin Gaye type songs.
And is soul your favorite kind of music?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Cool. And so you're also really into food, right?
Yes. yeah, it's a passion for me. Yeah, food.
Tell me more about it. Like, what do you love so much about food?
I guess it's the way, like, you can cook something and you can learn something about people and the culture behind a certain region or area that just makes it really, really special.
So one of the questions you ask in this piece that you produced is, like, if you could open any kind of restaurant, what would it be? So I just wanted to ask you the same question.
Well, I'm a big guy of, I really love barbecue, so it would probably be a barbecue joint type place.
Yeah? What would you call it?
Notorious P.I.G.
I guess, so we were talking before about sort of the similarities between making food, cooking food, and making music, and... So I guess they're both also kind of social things that you do. They're things that you do for other people, in a way. I was wondering if you think that there's something similar about making radio?
Well, music and food and radio all have the thing that about, just really expressing yourself. Showing the world, like, I mean, how you see certain topics. I think my inspiration was just the passion and the love I found for both of those things, and radio is just another way to do it.
You've been listening to YouthCast from Generation PRX. Friend us on Facebook, find us on Twitter, and talk to us at generationprx.org. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and read our blog at youthcast.org. Thanks for listening.